So to say what's alive in us requires literacy of three kinds. First of all, it requires being able to answer the question I ask you without mixing in any evaluation. See, I ask you to think of one specific thing the person did that you don't like. That's what I will be calling an observation. What do people do that we either like or don't like? That's important information to communicate, to tell people what's alive in us. We need to tell the other person what they're doing that is supporting life in us, what they're doing that isn't supporting life in us. But it's very important to learn how to say that to people without mixing in any evaluation. For example, I was working recently with a person who was concerned about something her teenage daughter didn't do. So I said, "What was it that your teenage daughter didn't do?" And she says, "She's lazy." Now, can you hear a difference between the question I ask and the answer she gave? I asked, "What does the daughter do?" And she told me what she thought the daughter was. And I pointed this out to this person, that labeling people, diagnosing them as lazy, leads to self-fulfilling prophecies. Any words we use that imply wrongness of others are tragic, suicidal expressions of what's alive in us. Tragic and suicidal because it doesn't lead to people enjoying contributing to our well-being. It provokes defensiveness and counter-aggression. Now, when I first learned this lesson, it was very frightening to me because I saw how much my head was filled with moralistic judgments. I'd been taught to think of moralistic judgments from the time I was being educated. And the reason we are is because of this theory of human beings that we have been inflicted with, that human beings are basically selfish and evil, and therefore the educational process is one of making people hate themselves for what they've done. You have to get them to see how terrible they are. And then the idea is they will be penitent and change the error of their ways. So the language that I was educated to speak growing up in Detroit, when I was driving, if somebody's driving in a way I don't like and I would like to educate them, I open up the window and say something like, "Idiot!" Now, the theory is they're supposed to repent, and they're supposed to say, "I'm sorry. I see that I was wrong. I'll change the error of my ways." That's a great theory, but it never worked. So I thought that maybe it was this particular dialect that I learned in Detroit. So that's when I went and got this doctor's degree in psychology, and that taught me how to insult people in a much more educated way. So now when I'm driving and somebody doesn't drive in a way I would like, I roll down the window and say something like, "Sociopath!" But it still doesn't work, you see. So, telling people what's wrong with them is a suicidal, tragic way that we have been educated to think for many centuries. So we don't want these judgments to mix in when we try to tell people what they've done that we don't like. We want to go directly to the behavior without mixing in this. I was working with some teachers having a conflict with their administrator. I said, "What does he do that you don't like?" One of them said, "He has a big mouth." No, I said, "I didn't ask you what size mouth he had. I ask you what he does, you see." Another one said, "Well, I know what he means. He talks too much." I said, "No, too much is another diagnosis, you see." Another one said, "Well, he thinks he's the only one with any intelligence." No, telling me what you think he thinks is an evaluation. What does he do? With my help, they finally got clear some behaviors that didn't mix in diagnoses. But along the way, they kept saying, "Boy, this is hard to do. Everything that comes into our head is a diagnosis or a judgment." I said, "Yes, this is not easy to get this cleared out of our consciousness." In fact, the Indian philosopher Jadu Krishnamurti says that the highest form of human intelligence is the ability to observe without evaluating. But with my help, they finally did come up with some behaviors. The first on the list was that during their staff meetings, no matter what was on the agenda, he would relate it to one of his war experiences or childhood experiences And as a result, the average meeting lasted longer than scheduled. Okay, now that was the answer to my question of what he did. That was a clear observation that didn't mix in an evaluation. I said to them, have any of you brought to his attention that specific behavior concerns you? And then one of them said, well, we can see that the way we communicated it was in the form of a judgment, and then he gets defensive, and we really didn't just mention the specific behavior. So this is the first step in trying to tell people what's alive in us, to be able to call to their attention concretely, specifically, what the person's doing that we like or don't like, and not mix in any evaluation. So take a look at what you wrote down. See whether it had any evaluation mixed in. And if so, see if you can now say it, being very specific, just what does the person do that you want to talk to them about?